Hello, audio boom. This is a guide to rowing part 4 for Simon, SM2N. Today we're talking about technique. I'm going to take you through a very basic rowing stroke on my rowing machine, my Concept 2 Dynamic Erg. And whilst talking about that as much as possible, I'm going to refer to water rowing, to technique on the water. Of course, there's a difference between sculling and sweeping, especially in the leg positions and the way you hold the actual oar. But today I'm just going to talk about a very basic stroke that can be used and can relate to erging and rowing generally. So I'm sitting in my rowing machine. My feet are in my trainers that are always clipped into the foot plate. So in a rowing boat, you'd have bare feet or socks, depending on the weather and your preference. And you put your feet in the shoes. The shoes are always way too big, by the way. And then you Velcro them tight. And then there's a series of wing nuts on the foot plate that you can loosen in order to move the foot plate towards you or further away. On a rowing machine, you can also move the foot plate, but there's no screws involved. It's just a hole and a thing that clips into the hole. Okay, so I'm on the rowing machine. I'm going to put the phone on the floor. I hope you can still hear me. I might end up dropping on the floor though because I can't reach. Cause it's quite a big, tall creature I'm on. Hold on. Oh, bugger. I think I dropped you on your front. Hold on. Oh, bugger. Dear me. Don't know what that is. Okay. Yeah, I did. Don't know if you're still recording. Hold on. Yeah, we're still recording. Great. So, put you on the floor again. There we go. So, put foot back in. There we go. So, let's try again. So, my arms are straight. I'm holding onto the handle. My knees are bent. My back is straight. First thing I'm going to do is bend my knees completely. So they're facing the ceiling. Straighten my arms completely. Although there's always going to be a slight bend in the elbow, otherwise you might hurt a joint. The first bit of the stroke is the drive, which is the most powerful part of the stroke. So I'm pushing with my legs until they're straight. Next part, I'm pivoting from the hips, bending backwards. I'm not bending the back, but pivoting from the hips. So if you're imagining a top clock face, my head is at 12 o'clock. But I'm pivoting from the hips to around 2 o'clock-ish, maybe between 1 and 2 o'clock. The last part of the stroke is the arm, so I'm putting the oar handle towards me, just below my chest. I'm finishing off the stroke with pivoted hips, legs straight, handle just below the chest. So it's drive, legs, then the hips, then the arms. So it's always the biggest muscles first. So it's legs, back, arms. Legs, back, arms. On the way back, it's arms, back, legs. So I'll take you through that stroke in slow motion, then I'll do it properly. So, drive, pivot, arms. Arms, pivot, then legs. So it should sound like this. Pushing the handle forward, bending the hips, pivoting from the hips. Bring the knees up towards the ceiling, bring us back to the start position. The drive is the fastest part, the recovery is the slowest part. So the recovery is when you go back up the slide to restart the stroke. So on the rowing machine, it's drive the legs, pivot at the hips, pull the handle towards your chest, push the handle forwards, pivot from the hips, bend the knees to the ceiling, And then start again. Drive of the legs, pivot of the hips, pull the handle back, push the handle forward, pivot from the hips, knees towards the ceiling, drive of the legs, pivot of the hips, hands just below the chest, push the handle forwards, pivot of the hips, knees towards the ceiling, and repeat. So, as you can hear, the driver's not a counterclockwise stroke. This sound is the handle going forward. That's a quite quick movement too. The slowest movement is when you're moving the seat back towards, moving your body back towards the foot plate to restart the stroke. So in a boat, you have your leg drive, you're pivoting at the hips, you're pulling the ball towards you, okay? The blade is square and is in the water. When your arms come towards your chest, you're pivoting at the hips, okay? And then you're going to feather the oar, which is when you change the position of the blade from square in the water to flat on the water. So you do this as your arms are drawn towards you. Then you push your arms forward. At this point, the blade is still feathered. It's still just above the water and flat. As your hands come just over your knees, halfway between your knees and your shin. Some people feather square a lot later, but I tend to square somewhere between my knees and my shin. I tend to square nice and early. So as you get your hands towards your, between your knees and your shin, you're rotating the blade in your hand, keeping the wrist straight and squaring the blade again, so it's ready to go back in the water. So the blade's now squared, it's now in the water. Get it in the water, obviously you're changing the height of the handle. Then you're driving with the legs, and you're pivoting at the hips, that's the most powerful bit. Then your arms are pulling the blade towards your chest, and then you're going to feather, so you're almost flicking the handle with your, keeping your wrist straight, just between your fingers. You're moving the handle between your fingers to make that feathering and squaring motion. And you're pushing it forward, and then you're squaring again just between your knees and your shins. So you're squaring it, ready to put it back in the water, and then as you're bending forward, and your knees are facing the sky, you're dipping that square blade into the water very gently, not to go too deep. Go too deep, you'll catch a crab and you'll hurt yourself or fall in. Then you're driving with the legs, up the slide, pivoting at the hips, drawing the blade back towards your chest, feathering, and then you're moving your arms forward, your back's pivoting, and you're squaring again. And as your hands are getting towards your toes, you're popping the blade into the water. Okay, so on rowing machine, you're going drive, pivot, arms, pivot, bend. Okay, drive, pivot, arms, pivot, bend. Arms and back legs. So when you put your power into it, it should be like this. Gym, see lots of people on rowing machines with really bad techniques and they end up hurting their backs. On the rowing machine, so I'm going to pick the phone up and I can find it. There it is. 9 seconds. And stop that there.
2 seconds. Time remaining. 0 seconds.